Cars, SUVs, and tractor trailers rumble through U.S. Customs and Border Protection coming off the Peace Bridge. This is one of America's busiest border crossings. But despite legalization of marijuana in Canada, not much is changing on the bridge.
No big deal. Same as always.
Hamilton, Ontario resident Ernie Schoenholz crosses into the U.S. by motorcycle. He wondered if there would be questions about marijuana, but says CBP officers didn't even ask.
They had the dogs sniffing around, though. So they were checking with the dogs, eh?
Yeah. More than usual?
Pardon me?
More than usual?
I don't think I've seen the dogs too often. We cross usually on the long weekends, and I didn't see the dogs the last couple of times, so... But I've seen the dogs over in Port Huron years ago, so it's nothing really new.
Hillary Palumbo works in the U.S. and crosses using the Nexus program, which expedites her travel with pre-screening. She wouldn't normally get questioned, nor did she today. But she has noticed a slight change.
They have had no cannabis signs at the border for the last couple days, which is great, just giving people warning. Not okay over here yet.
The bottom line from CBP officials is marijuana continues to be illegal under U.S. federal law, and travelers are asked not to bring it into the country in any form. CBP officials also say they don't expect to see much in the way of additional searches and expect travel times to remain the same. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.